This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, October 9, 2009. Playing or praying? The scripture is Isaiah 11, verse 8. Infants will play near the hole of the cobra. Young children will put their hands into the viper's nest. Maybe you've heard the expression, the family that prays together stays together. We might also like the sound of something similar. Folks who play together stay together. I'm fascinated by the idea that healthy families experience a sense of play. The Bible has very few references to play as a childhood pastime, and the picture in Isaiah 11 isn't mainly about families and relationships having a sense of play. It's a picture of peace that's promised with the coming of Jesus, the righteous one, who comes from the family tree of Jesse. It's about the peace Jesus brings so that hateful enemies become good friends and dangerous animals can be led by little children. Yet, in the scene from our text, peace is demonstrated in play. The baby need not be snatched away from the cobra. The young child can rattle the snake. What a playful scene. It's a welcome, delightful scene of healthy, wholesome relationships. It's a description of the church, which is made up of people once alienated from God and each other, and now at peace. It's a picture of people playing innocently, with no desire to harm, hate, or hurt. It's a picture of people playing not to win or crush a rival, but to honor their Creator. Who knows? Playing together may even lead to praying together.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.